Yeah. The more C&Ds, the better, folks. That's that. Ultimately, forget everything I said this whole episode. Get C&D'd. Get it now.
I retract all of my previous statements.
Everything. I just want you to get a C&D. If your brewery does not have a C&D, we should have a C&D award. Who's the C&D record holder?
Oh, my goodness.
That
I would love to see.
The mash pit, the mash pit, the mash. 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 The mash pit.
Just like that, back, motherfuckers.
Back.
Oh, you thought we were done.
14th time.
So aggressive right now.
Yeah, man. You're like LL Cool J.
I just did like 5 push-ups in the bathroom.
That's not what that's called when you fall down in the shower. Just so we're clear, bro. I'm going to send you a YouTube link.
We
to
are in search for any shower stool sponsors. or handrails. I will take handrails.
I was about to say handrail and maybe a life alert.
Yeah. Well, that's why I got the Apple Watch. It does the whole. Apparently, if you fall, it'll like ask you if you're okay, and if you don't respond, it just calls 911.
About time somebody asked me that.
Oh, we're back, folks. Feels good. Feels so fucking good. There's so much to talk about. I am joined today by my. I don't. I mean, we talk a lot of shit, but I got so much love for him. Cesar Torres, everybody.
Hey, bienvenidos.
One of the top tier salespeople known in San Diego right now, currently burgeon.
Self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed beer. Oh, man, we go way back. Way back from all this. And I guess that's what this podcast is kind of about. It's about some truth. It's about some, we're coming back. Welcome, everybody, for newer. Welcome. This is the Mash Pit. This is a beer industry podcast where we just don't give a fuck. We have fun. We're not here to sit here and jerk each other off with tasting notes and make you listen in to me sip something. That's not what this is. This is if you've ever once been involved with craft beer in your life, whether you're a salesperson, whether you're a production person, whether whatever it is you do, or you're simply just a drinker of it, all are welcome. Mm-hmm. Unless you're a Nazi. I don't know. Maybe those guys
jumped right into it.
Yeah. Maybe not those, but
it took less than 5 minutes to get into Nazi talk. It's gotta be a record.
I have a passion.
Apparently. Yeah.
I got this fantasy of like, I'm going to sit down with one and then we're going to have a beer. And he's like, you know what? Mexicans ain't so bad after all.
Damn. Just like that. You're going to cure it. Proud of you, man. Already. Just, you know,
he's going to call the head of like racism. And then he's like, hello, head of racism here. Just had a beer with Antonio Wart Wrangler. I think we need to cancel. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Be expecting that phone call, Trump.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I don't want to piss off the listeners in Alabama.
Oh, no. For the record, folks, I am so centralist. It's not even funny because I hate politics. I hate all of them.
Politics are the worst, man. Because guess what? I also hate Biden. He's like 400 years old. He just won't die. Like, I don't get it. Half of the time, I feel like he's weakened at Bernie's.
Yeah, I just don't trust. I don't trust any of them. I think we just need. I don't know what.
They're
we
all
need.
The same. Don't believe any different.
It's all the same shit. Everybody, nobody.
You're all a bunch
of
gangbangers.
You know what though? We care about each other, and that's what matters. Everybody's in this together. I guess we'll talk about that. I'm sick of the division. We got to stop this division. There's a lot of it, and
yeah, the best thing to do is make fun of both sides. Because then everyone's angry at you, and you're just like, oh, cool.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
You don't have to be right. You don't have to be left. You can be centrist.
You can hate equally.
You don't have to be black. You don't have to be white. There can be a gray area. Everyone's so concerned, but oh my God. Let's get into the origin stories. That's what you brought me here for.
Yeah, orgy stories?
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Maybe I read your text. All right,
so there was this one time my grandma came over and Cesar was.
Origin. Wow. All right. Let's not get into those stories. I know it's ESL, but I thought I said origin.
So some of you know. I've had multiple jobs in the industry, multiple. Obviously, primarily production's been a big part of my life and my beer career. But back in the day, I did some sales too with Caesar.
That's how we got introduced.
That's how it is. He walked up and was like, "Yo, fuck these people. You want to come over here?" And I was like, "Yo, you got the fuck these people kind of money?" And he's like, "Yeah, I do." And then.
The views reflected by Antonio do not necessarily reflect the views of the entire MASHPIT podcast.
Yeah, I said, "No, Caesar, this is a small family. This is a family-owned business. We can't do this." And he said, "No, fuck those people, and I hope their grandparents die."
Okay, and this.
And then that's what happened, and I said, "You're right, fuck those people. And I don't wish the same with the grandparents." And then he really emphasized that he didn't want the grandparents alive. So. Yeah.
I forget a lot of things, but I can't believe I forgot something like this.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really angry thing.
That's typical Caesar.
Wow. To think that you want to be a comedian.
Oh, the pain.
Yeah.
The pain.
I mean, there's pain, but you're all supposed to be funny. I don't know if anyone ever.
That's funny. So this beer career did lead me to San Diego, the land of dreams with beer and all that. But yeah, over here, I got to take my first shot at doing some stand up, and it's been super fun. American Comedy Co. That is home of where I do most stand up shit. Shout out to Nathan Donovan. He's a host of the open mics there. I fucking love it. It's fucking wild. Definitely come check it out. But yeah, no, it's just kind of like this crazy, crazy journey that this page has brought me to. We have a point with this, I swear. Everybody knows Wart Wrangler's a fun page. We talk
banter
a lot of shit.
Over.
Talk a lot of shit. Have fun with it. Just overall, the overall goal has always been don't take everything so seriously. It's beer. It's alcohol. Let's have fun. Because there's everybody from distillers to cider makers to cellar people. Like they're all over the place. Salespeople.
We deal in something that's supposed to be a unifying force. Like you're supposed to sit down and have drinks with your friends. You're supposed to go out on the golf course and have a beer with your buddies. You're supposed to sit down over a good meal and share a good libation. But, you know, we take ourselves so seriously sometimes in this industry. And at the end of the day, you know, we deal in vices.
Yeah.
And those vices have their consequences. And sometimes it's good to, like, realize, like, yeah, man, like, there's got to be an outlet for some of this.
Yeah, 100%. And, that's pretty much, we all come together and talk shit together. And I think that's what's so beautiful. I love every fucking second of it. I love when people tell me about their day. I mean, I know so much drama and shit going on. But I swear, folks, I've kept it all confidential. Because you guys confide in me, all you people, you guys confide in me, and I confide in all of you as well. Like, the page has really developed me as a person. I feel like what started as just some salty thing turned into this crazy thing and given me these like intense opportunities along the way. I've got to chase my love for media and, designing labels and making videos and working with multiple breweries, collaborating on making like in the middle of doing like commercials and stuff, helping people out there, doing some writing, which brings us to our big point. Caesar, I quit.
You quit the industry.
Not necessarily quit the industry, but I officially have quit my production lifestyle.
Get a round of applause for that. I'm dead serious, man. I mean, it takes a lot to walk away from something that's brought you to this point, because I'm sure there's got to be a part of you that was like, A, you want to feel like you're part of the mix, because there is something about feeling like that FOMO and feeling left out. And also because being in this industry lended the opportunity that created this. So there's probably some of you that's like, "Oh, well, if I'm not in the mix, how can I continue to do this?" But the reality is, we talked about it, man. This industry isn't without its imperfections. And I can't speak to your side of it, you know, other than a few days here and there, because I always want to better myself and know what happens on the other side of it. I've never been a full-time production person in this industry, but I see the grind, man. I see what brewers have to go through, the early mornings, the late nights, the lack of recognition, the demands, especially when you're working on the distributor side. You know, it's not always, "Oh, I just get to make this beer." No, I have to make the beer that people are demanding. I have to make the beer that my suppliers are asking for, and that can be overwhelming, man. And it's a thankless job. It's an underpaid job. It's a grueling job. And being able to plant your flag somewhere is a point of pride for a lot of people. Being able to walk away from that should be just equally as rewarding. And I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you did it because you have something else in mind.
We'll be back after these messages of after me crying. I'm just
kidding. Shout out to Vicente Fernandez for giving us tools.
Rest in peace, Chente.
Yeah, my guy.
Rest in peace, El Rey. Yeah, no, like you were saying, man, it definitely took a lot to finally come to the conclusion. And that's why I guess I'm titling this episode "The Truth About War Wrangler." Is just to give the complete background of, you know, like behind, I guess, the little VH1 behind the scenes, behind the memes. Damn, we need this. That needs to. All right. I got to get on production some other stuff now, too. anyways, though, behind the memes, I guess, has been an individual with 1,000 different feelings. Me just hurting. Obviously, there's ups and downs, and much, you know, kudos to everybody grinding it out and really sticking to it. And I know at the end of the day, we all have our goals in this industry. We all have, and if you haven't figured that out yet, like, don't worry, just keep chipping away at it. And just truly, I mean, as much as I love this industry, and the beer industry really has brought me to some crazy fun places, I definitely highly recommend everybody to make the industry work for you. Find what it is that you want out of the industry and fucking go for it. And I guess that's what I'm saying today is, while production, big part of my life, brought me to some cool spots, that's why I'm leaving it. Well, there's a couple reasons why. First is health. I have rheumatoid arthritis. I have nodules growing in the middle of my, like, hand joints. And you can't really see it unless, like, you can, but it's not like these, like, massive things yet. I'm monitoring them and I'm doing things to take care of them. And my knees, there's just been a few things that I just really got to be honest with myself and tell myself, like, ask myself, you know, is this the best idea in the long term? And I decided to no, it's not, unfortunately. And there's all kinds of emotions, 1,000 different emotions that come with that. But the beautiful thing about it is because I've discovered my favorite thing to do in the industry, which is being a professional fuck off. Like I've always said time and time again, being a professional fuck off is like the best thing that's ever happened to me in the beer industry. I love entertaining everybody. I love trying to pick people's spirits up and, you know, obviously feeling, I guess, valued. And everybody has made me feel definitely more value on myself. That's why I think I really have developed and evolved with this page. And with that said, that's, you know, what I discovered after doing all this shit in the industry is like my love for media. Mm-hmm. Doing like making these like commercials, making these beer labels for people, really embracing like the creativity side of things. And with that said, that's where I'm going into business for myself.
That's dope. So, I mean, to be that honest and share that, it's huge because most people, they're terrified to put themselves out there, to make themselves vulnerable. So I give you props for that. B, to want to make a change and then actually do it. The majority of people, like we've talked about this ad nauseum, like they settle. They get into this monotony. And they're okay with it because it pays their bills, man. I've met so many people in this industry that are like, oh, man, I hate this about it. I hate that about it. But they do nothing. And it's not just this industry, man. I've got friends that are ridiculously fed up with what they do in life, but they continue to go about it every day because it's that level of comfort of knowing you have a steady paycheck. Yeah. And being terrified of chasing your dreams. And like
a salary is a dream killer.
That was
a big eye opener for me.
And so you get to a point where you just settle into that and you're afraid to take risks, man. So swallowing your pride and being able to say like, no, this isn't what I want to do. Like, I'm thankful for what it taught me and I'm thankful for where it brought me, but my end result has nothing to align with that. And then taking that risk is huge, man. And I mean, again, dude, you've built yourself a monster here. So I'm fucking stoked for you, man. First, as your friend. Secondly, as someone that admires what it is that you've accomplished, like to think that there's more that you can do. Cause I've been trying to push you off that ledge for a minute.
Yeah. 100%. Without these fucking, I'm going to shout Caesar out and all my other friends out. You know who you are. There's definitely some names like that, pushed me to just bringing me, I mean, like if your friends aren't talking shit to you, then they're not your friends.
No,
that's it. Yeah. You got like, I have friends that like, why you don't want this production shit.
Yeah.
I was in kind of a head spot. I don't want to get into whole names of shit, but yeah, like I thought to myself like, holy shit, like, you know, this is not what I want for the rest of my life. And if I don't stop it now, when is it? Am I going to stop it when I'm fucking 40 and even more beaten up and mm-hmm. then more like less motivation and stuff? Like this is like, you know, I'm in the young earning years, whatever happens to me health wise in the future, at least now I'm okay to push what I want.
Yeah.
Take what I want.
And why wait to make that change when you're not guaranteed tomorrow? That's the one thing I've learned about life is there's no guarantee. So why sit back and rest on your laurels, like telling yourself over and over, like, I'm going to do it, I'm going
to
do it.
Exactly. And, again, man, and that goes with everything. Yep. Like, you want your last thing you did on earth to fucking be arguing with someone in the comment section? Like, no, you don't want that.
Or accepting empty promises and thinking like, okay, yeah, it's going to change. Like, you know, it's go make your own change. Don't wait for the situation around you to change. Go create your own change. And yeah, it's terrifying. It's not for everybody, man. Some people, I understand, like they settle into something because that's what they like and that's what they love and that's great for them. But again, when I hear most people, it's complaining and it's being disappointed. And why do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Good on you, man. Good on you. So what's going into business for yourself? What does that look like?
So, without shouting myself out too much here, I just wanted to like, I guess I'm just letting everybody know, like, Wart Wrangler is out for hire. I'm currently working already with, a few different companies right now. I'm launching a seltzer brand. Not like it's not my brand. They're just bringing me on to help them with the marketing, the media, the design, a little R&D as well as be taking over for social media and other media stuff for a couple other breweries. Long story short, I still have space for basically two more breweries. This is something I've been kind of working up until, so it doesn't feel completely like I'm out in the cold, like just starting. No. Yeah. This is something, it's just, I fell in love with it and I knew this is what I wanted to do. And now I'm taking it on the road full time.
Instead of just doing a job, you're now getting a chance to actually live out your passion. And there's a difference in that because A, you're going to be self-employed. B, you're doing what you want, man. And you can put your energy a lot more into what you want as opposed to just taking orders and just, you know, again, running through the same course over and over again. And I mean, shit, man, you just showed me a brand new label and some artwork that you did. And the first thing I asked you is that available in a shirt? I
mean, hell yeah.
And it speaks volume about what it is you've already done, man, because there's so many places I go, bro. And it's not just here in San Diego where people are walking, rocking the Wart Wrangler, bro. And I see the shit you get tagged in. It's not here in San Diego. It's not just Orange County. It's not just Southern California. Bro, you're getting tagged with people around the world. So that's just, you know, I know you said you don't want to shout yourself out. Fuck it. I'll do it for you, bro. Let people amplify you. Be proud of what you created.
I'm blushing.
It's dope, man. It's dope to see like people around the world. Like I would be dumbfounded if someone ever fucking like, you know, if I created something and then to see that go all the way over to London or, you know, you've shown me some crazy shit, man. So that's
it's been
dope.
Fun, man. It's been like, and like, that's what I want to shout all you folks out, all this amazing, just beautiful beer industry. You have no idea like how much I appreciate the support of like all the merch, like being able to look at an address and see that I'm sending off a shirt to Ireland or I'm sending off a shirt to Italy or I'm sending off a shirt to Canada, like, and multiple. I have to, like, you know, the post office hates us, folks. I roll in that bitch with bags on bags and I love it. But I appreciate you because, like, all of you, I wouldn't be shit without all you guys, women, men, whatever, you aliens, whatever. Uh-huh. That's a weird way to say Mexicans, right?
Oh, yeah, because usually it's prefaced by saying illegal.
I'm Mexican, folks. I could say that. Yeah. anyways, but it's so like, I just, like I said, it's engraved in my heart forever. And like, literally, you folks have helped me pay for medical bills, have helped me pay for just basic things that I wouldn't have been able to do. And that's why I just feel like, oh, so obligated. I don't want to let any of you down. I want to keep making shit that's entertaining, that's fun. Which brings us to the next thing is Patreon is coming back. I know I've neglected the one I currently have, and I appreciate the small handful of you that have actually been supporting it this whole time. I know I haven't pushed it at all just because I haven't been able to put out what I said I was going to put out. I'm calling myself out for that I let life get ahead of me. I let stupid shit like a job ruin.
Providing for your family got in the way.
Exactly. I had to.
You selfish son of a bitch.
But now that I work for all of you, I'm not even joking. Like, I work for all of you. Like, whether or not you buy merch from me or you like a photo of mine or you tell your boss, hey, motherfucker, I think you should get a label done by him. Whatever it is that you do to help, I mean, I'm like more than appreciative of it. And that's why, you know, with I want to announce like the Patreon relaunch. There's going to be 3 tiers. I already decided there's going to be a 5, a 10, and a 25. Details soon. Make sure to check it out. I will be blasting that out on my Instagram as well. And what this is going to allow me to do is obviously put out more content for all of you. I'm moving into more animation and video content as well. And I needed the financial push to get us there, because at the end of the day, it's all about entertaining the industry, and we don't have our own little alley. Sure, there's all kinds of comedy and fun shit out there. I just really wanted to make something for us, like for us, by us. And with that said, there's going to be a lot of cool shit with merch. I have some really cool collaboration coming up soon here. A lot of fun plans for the podcast as well. Podcast is going to be on fire. We have lots of cool guests lined up. I've done my homework. I'm really just putting in the hours. And I'm just, there's 1,000 different emotions going through me right now, but I'm so just fucking stoked. I don't know how to put it. This page has taught me so much about myself. It's developed me. It's taught me, most importantly, it's connected me with everybody. It's connected me with some incredible people. I mean, it's brought back people into my life. It's taught me to cut certain people out of my life, seeing, like, definitely understanding, like, the ugly side of the industry. Yeah. This showed me, like...
And there is an ugly side.
But definitely I've learned it to step back and listen more. I think it's cool,
like, some of the behind the scenes stuff that you've told me about, messages you've received where, you know, people really connect to what you're putting out there. People that have met and date through your like site, people that like, you know, do beer trading, like that in itself to me would be enough, like, make me feel like, man, that's awesome. Like, something I created, something I put together is bringing other people together. And at the end of the day, that's got to be a pretty rewarding feeling.
It's super, super rewarding.
Yeah. I mean, dude, take some, as much shots as you take at yourself and the mode of self-deprecation that we live in. It's also good every once in a while to remind yourself of, like,
the shit we've said in text messages to each other.
Oh, bro, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful, man.
It's pretty bad.
I think my therapist would kick me out if she saw that, man. She'd be like, you know what? It's obviously you don't want to help yourself. Yeah. Why should I help you?
Yeah, yeah. If my family saw it, they'd be like, well, this is why we don't talk to him.
We just needed a gentle reminder, and there it is.
That's why we didn't invite him to the 50th anniversary of my parents getting married. True story. I'm putting it all out there, bro. Ooh. I'm putting myself out there. And I saw this shit on Instagram, and I'm like, oh, fuck you guys.
There's somebody
I'm hurt.
Missing from. Oh, that's me.
Oh, that's me. Hey, that wasn't my godmother or nothing. Hey, Nina. You know, remember all those times you bought me those little art sets when I was a kid? Yeah.
Oh man, art. See, my Nina was notorious before she, again, rest her soul, man. She's been gone for, 13 years now? Man, I have to go back and do the math because, you know, not smart. But anywho, my Nina was hilarious to me, bro, because every birthday and every Christmas, it was a $25 gift card to Mervyn's. Like, without fail.
Oh, yeah.
Without fail, man. And my Nina was a sweetheart of a woman, man. Cerebral palsy.
Yeah, she sounds like she would have invited you to her 50th anniversary party. Sounds like a good lady. Yeah,
definitely, you know. And, you know, she for all her shortcomings, man, the stuff that she was able to give back. So, yeah, I totally understand how that not being invited would have made me upset to say
and you know how families are, they'll still he said that one weird thing, it turns into like, I don't know, he works in alcohol, I think he's an alcoholic, he doesn't do nothing,
bro. Everyone loves the talk, man, and no one loves the talk more than your own family and the
people.
Especially Mexican families, bro, that is, they live vicariously through trying to talk shit and talk down on you, man. That's that is such a strong Mexican trait about just bringing everybody down, like, oh, hey, this este vato se cree, man, he thinks he's so dope. Let me remind him how not
they want to shut you down. That was the first time I ever told my dad that I was getting a paycheck from beer. The first thing he said, he got all super religious and said, la vida no es la botella, Antonio. To those that speak Spanish, it means the life is not the bottle.
I mean, I've had my fair share of family dealings with about what I do for a living, and you know, every time someone talks about what I do or talks down on me, I kind of laugh because, A, if you don't have the ability to say it to my face, then I already don't respect your opinion. And even when you do, I feel like it's more of a conviction on you. Like, if you're not happy with your life, you'll probably try to portray that onto other people's lives, and that's how you deflect. And, you know, maybe make some changes in your own life. I'm happy with what I'm doing, so don't worry about me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactamundo.
And when I'm not happy with what I'm doing, guess what? I go out and change it.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's so weird.
No, but I mean, like, that's what's so cool about it. I mean, I feel like some of the stuff we've said has been, you know, it's been stuff that's been said before, obviously. Like, you know, do something about it if you're not happy with what you
change your circumstances.
But my thing is, I just want to say this to our industry. So it's like, cool. Like, it's nice hearing it from each other.
Yep.
And
well, cause I get a lot of shit talked to me too. Like, you know, people try to clown and be like, hey bro, like, hey, did you move? Did you switch breweries yet again? And I'm always like, wait, so me looking for better opportunities for myself is a bad thing? Like, don't get me wrong. I don't want to bounce around at every given chance that I get, but I'm also smart enough to know that if I'm not being respected, if I'm not being appreciated, and if I'm not being valued properly, I have the right to go out and find that chance. And, you know, that's, again, making those changes and, you know, knowing your own net worth, that's something. So, you know, I laugh when people are like, oh, okay, are you changing again? Well, guess what? I mean, if I need to because I know there's something better for me, then as opposed to just complaining like you, I guess I'm, I guess your way works too, huh?
There's like, I don't know, there's just so much ugly shit behind the scenes.
Hey, bro, and some of it's been brought to light, you know, everything that happened with the rat magnet and, you know, fuck, man. How much do you hear about that now, man? And how much of those shitty people do you still see flaunting themselves? Because, you know, we brought the attention to it, we shone on it, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, well, that seems like a lot of work. You know, I posted on social media, I'm good, I'm an ally, I'm a savior. Problem solved.
Just Jesus,
like
everyone, Christ, you might have heard of him before. Yeah, that's me.
Everyone posted a black square, and it's like, oh, cool, we cured racism. Let's keep going on with our day. You know, there's shitty people in this industry, there's shitty people in this world, and you know, they're not going to stop. So, you know, we can do to counteract that and balance that out. But just being decent human beings doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot to be really a decent human being, man. I remember a few years ago, that was when there was a friend of mine, which I later discovered because, you know, my boy Steve, shout out to him, you know, Garcia from Three Punks, always says, you know, when people talk shit, obviously be mindful, but be mindful of the messenger that brings that to you. And this person came to me one day and they're like, hey, man, you know, a lot of people think you're faking the funk because you're always so positive and you're always trying to be, you know, so engaging and talking about friendship within the industry. And I'm like, wait, just so I'm clear, people are talking shit because I'm being nice. Just And I'm full of shit because of that. I'm like, damn, you motherfucker.
Clearly they weren't a real one because because for the folks, Caesar's not nice like 90% of the time when he texts me.
Well, that's different, bro. That's,
yeah, it's never hello. It's always a, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah. But I also say it in a very cheerful voice. Yeah. Like, hey, Antonio, what the fuck do you want? No, that's not true. I don't even do that.
No.
What the fuck do you want? But again, when the closest ones to you, man, are the ones that are supposed to talk shit. But it's hilarious hearing it from people like that. And then, but again, that always just made me laugh, man. I'm like, wait. So people are mad because I'm friendly? Okay, yeah, cool. I'll stop.
Yeah, cool. I'll make note of that.
Yeah, I'll let you know when I value your opinion. Don't come at me.
But speaking of that, too, I just love to always bring it up because of you amazing people. We did a little shirt release a few months ago.
Hell yeah.
And because of that, though, there is still resources available for women here in San Diego, New Day Women's Center. It's in La Mesa. And it's pretty much like the East County part of San Diego. However, though, if you're in California, you can virtually get help for free. That's right. This is, if you're a woman in the industry that's just been going through it and having a tough time and need just some support, therapy. Luckily, the industry all had my back and we were all able to raise some money to be able to provide this for everybody. So I'm super stoked on it. It's still available out there, folks.
Again, man, like you used your platform to be able to do that. And that's incredible, man. A lot of people, you know, again, in this industry, like to talk. The fact that you can show what you've been able to provide. Like, and again, I know it wasn't just you. It was all your supporters. But that shit goes a long ways, man. I mean, I was talking to Cody from Beer Night in San Diego. And when he created that shirt, you know, with Rat Magnet, dude, they gave her a check for $25,000. Like, damn. That's insane. Yeah. And again, you're utilizing your platform to help others, and that just goes to show like where you're
still putting it on the record, though. I am a shitty human. I want to make sure, hey, bro, they make like that clear.
90% of the time, but that 10%, what you use it for, as long as it outshines that 90%, that's all that matters.
I'm super fucking excited. The thing I just thought, what can I do and what would I want if, you know, I put my daughter in that situation. I said, she's in the situation. What would I want for her? And I'd want resources for her. And, it's unfortunately right now it's only for California because, their license. This center is licensed to practice in California. But so even if you're in Northern California, you can still do virtual sessions with them. That's New Day Women's Center. They're at New Day Women's Center on Instagram, Facebook as well. Or you can just Google New Day Women's Center in La Mesa, California. And then their number will pop up and just tell them you're with Women in Beer. Go for it. I highly recommend it. Mental health is something to greatly just, yeah, like take care of that shit.
It's just because it's swept under the rug so much, man.
Especially, like, in this industry.
We're in
an alcoholic industry.
Bro, I mean, we deal in vices, and that's not easy, man. And you and I have both seen it firsthand where we walk into a bar and like, hey, let me buy you a beer. Hey, let me buy you a drink. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And especially in the sales life, man, like I wasn't careful early on, man. I was on the brink of being a full-blown alcoholic, man, because you walk into 15, 25 accounts a day, and if even a third of those offer you a drink, you're going to be hammered. And then you go to a brewery and someone gives you a four-pack or another beer. It's like, it's so easy to get wrapped up in those vices. And when we work in as demanding of an industry as we do, with all these resources to help you really feed into your vices and your addictions and no outlet for which to talk about your problems or figure out a solution to not be as reliant on it, it can get real tricky real quick. And you and I both know a lot of people that have either, you know, have their lives destroyed by it or are still in the midst of fighting for it. You know, when I came clean about my pill addiction 5 years ago, and you know, that it was a big portion of fighting with this industry and, you know, some of the things that I had readily available to me, I chose to be open about it because I thought it was good to make myself vulnerable to show people like, hey man, like I fucked up. I'm fixing it. I apologize if my issues ever impacted you in a negative manner. Also, you're not alone if you're going through this shit, man. And some of the messages I received then and I received to this day are crazy, man, are crazy that people have told me, like, hey, man, like, you know, I have this heavy drug use and I know I need to quit. Hey, man, I'm going to rehab because I want to fix this. Hey, man, like, who should I talk to? And
yeah,
it is a crazy, crazy, easy thing to pick up on. And that's why it is dope to be able to openly talk about the fact that we are all vulnerable to mental health, and we all have, you know, the ability to get, you know, knocked out, and we're all under a lot of stress, and to know that there's resources out there is a huge deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to, like, there's, in the past we've done some mental health podcasts, and mm-hmm. those are coming back as well. I guess I'll go ahead and announce that now. I have some dates already with, some awesome, kick-ass therapists that are actually licensed, as well as they specialize in the addiction field. I loved our last doctor we had on. He was more about changing your relationship with substances versus like cold turkey and cutting it out of your mm-hmm. life. And that's some pretty interesting shit. I know everybody has their different way of they want to attack it, but that was definitely one way. And I just thought he had some really good stuff to say. Yeah, I mean, on a more lighter note, it's the holidays.
Yeah. If you're into that sort of thing.
Caesar hates Jesus Christ, everybody.
Well, I mean, you can't hate what's not real.
Oh.
Yeah. How could I hate something that's not a real? I think holidays are so stupid, man. I think they're so dumb. Like, oh, hey, there's one day a year that we're supposed to be thankful for everything, and it's this genocide-ridden bullshit. Oh, hey. I'm an atheist, but I'm going to celebrate Christmas. Like, come on, man. Like, that's one day that I'm going to give presents. Like, oh, man, we've been so trained as a society, man. I love it, though. There's Love Day in February. It's called Valentine's Day. What the fuck, man? You don't love your partner enough to go and take her out for a special day?
Yeah.
You need someone to tell you when to buy flowers or when to be a thoughtful human being? Like, oh, fuck, it's so stupid. God, I'm the Grinch, huh? You're a mean one.
Oh, he's 100%.
I don't care, though. I stand by my rationale. If you don't like it, well, guess what? I don't respect your opinion.
I'm on the opposite end, folks. I love Christmas. I love holidays, all the Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everybody's stuff. I just like excuses.
Calm down, Dalai Lama. This guy, he's got that bumper sticker.
Oh, man.
No, yeah. Listen, and I will also say, as much as I feel that way, I'm a dad, so I have to play along, man. Like, you know, I'm taking my daughter to Disneyland tomorrow and
yeah, took this whole but week I like, off. I mean, the decorating of the breweries have always been fun. Fucking,
oh, bro, like fall goes all yeah, out, man. Yeah. It looks like fucking Jesus. What do they do masturbated to in there with Santa.
Fall Brewing, shout out to Fall Brewing. Yeah. Brian, Dan, love you.
Yeah, that's my analogy may be controversial, so the views respected by Sus Authorities are not necessarily the views of the Mishpat.
Mash pit.
Yeah. I'll just say mishmash.
Mishmash. Yeah, no, I fucking, I don't know. It's always been like Christmas time's the best time for breweries. I don't know. I feel like I get porters and everybody's all like happy and then you're decorating cookies and. And
what fucking brewery are you going to?
I came from small town. I came from Riverside.
I want to decorate cookies. Came from Riverside.
Mine was actually very small towny. You had like everybody. You always saw the same people. Versus over here in fucking terrible. North Park, you have like the fucking Sunday brunch crowd that just never goes away.
I mean, you're not wrong.
There's only so many floppy hats I can fucking listen to laugh.
Or beards and a beanie.
That's true. Oh. As you're looking at.
Hey, guys. Thanks for really
don't forget
being
the Ray-Bans.
Yeah, don't forget for being a really trend setting right there, huh? Look at this guy breaking the mold.
Hey, it's different, man, because I'm like Mexican, so that's supposed to be like, okay, man, cool. You know, like I'm just, you know, giving a little splash of color. Jesus
Christ. Go open a fruteria in Barrio Logan if you want to be so different.
Damn.
Old school.
There's, yep.
Old school shade there.
Oh man, but yeah, I because I came from Riverside, and I feel like breweries there were much more. It was much more festive, and then everybody's all lovey dovey.
I see it around here a lot, man, but I've never seen no cookie making like that. That might be different, but I feel like breweries definitely get into it. I mean, but 30th in itself, man, polite provisions and fall like we talked about.
Yeah.
Bro, those people go decorating to the extreme, and I do think it is cool, man. And like, you know, working at fall like that, it's a lot of work to put all that stuff and take it all down. But, I mean, people love it, bro. And I used to take Natasha there because I want to see the lights. All right, cool. Let's go to my work.
Yeah. And I like to see all the fucking Christmas sweaters inside of ugly Christmas sweaters are the fun, most fun. Oh, but yeah. Most fun part.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to bring up for the holidays, especially as I launched this Patreon, obviously it's going to help me do a lot. But, and I haven't officially decided yet, but with this Patreon launch in the beer industry, I wanted to do something really cool with it. To give back. So if we can raise a decent amount, get a decent amount of subscribers this first month, I will be announcing something pretty fucking cool. Or I try to make it pretty fucking cool, but something I wanted to do to give back. So that's I wanted to throw that in there as well. Sweet. All holiday jingle jangle, you know, all the happy stuff.
Caesar
doesn't like happy stuff.
No, I mean, just now you said jingle jangle, and I'm like, what is...
I don't know why that sounds a little racist.
Well, you're just thinking of Django that sounds and Chain.
Like,
actually,
I just thought it just sounded like something, like, just, I don't know, like, if I'm in the wrong part of, like, East County, oh, here comes Mr. Jingle Jangle.
Oh, man. I feel like we found a hole we just keep digging.
You know, I will throw for the record, racism is not just white people, folks. Mexicans.
Oh, bro. No one's more
Asians.
Racist to a Mexican than another Mexican.
I don't know. I have an Indian friend, and like that gets pretty heavy duty when I'm around his family.
There was also the guy shooting at the Vicente Fernandez mourner. So.
Oh, shit.
Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, there was people gathered at Vicente Fernandez's, you know, Walk of Fame star last night. And he was shooting at them while they were mourning and singing songs.
Fuck?
Yeah, doing like a bunch of cops had to rush the building. And yeah.
This is like.
This just happened.
This is like news to me.
Yeah.
Holy
like,
shit.
This just happened. Yeah, over when he passed.
Oh, man. I want to throw that guy in like a tank of caustic or something.
Okay, that seems fair.
Yeah.
That's not an overreaction at all.
No, not at all. I mean, you shot at people.
Yeah. That were mourning. Like,
they were mourning.
Yeah. But luckily, he didn't hit anybody. Nobody was hurt from the initial reports that I read. I don't know. I haven't seen an update, but I haven't looked for one.
I like because like I heard this crazy story about because it correlates with caustic. We use caustic in the brewery every day. But I was like listening to the lore, and he's talking about this horror story. I think it was actually based off real shit, just about some lady who drove. Whether or not there was a curse, she just drove herself so fucking crazy. She made, because basically her mom cursed her marriage, blah, blah, blah. She was worried about it, went to a fortune teller. The fortune teller told her, like, you're either going to end up in prison or you're going to end up in an insane asylum. And then she's like, no, I have to break the curse. So to break the curse, she thought she had to do human sacrifice, and she was killing people and, like, dissolving them in caustic soda.
Wow.
And then she...
Was she watching Breaking Bad and like people on acid and stuff?
Apparently, yeah. And then like, you know, they found out about it. So then, yeah, she ended up in prison and stuff. But I just want to, I don't know if the whole thing was based on, oh yeah, the curse is true. Or is it just like, she just drove herself that crazy to actually make the prediction come to life or whatever. But
and well, they'll find out what video game she played and they'll blame it on that because they were too violent. Take the easy way out again. Not like, you know. The
affluenza. Did you ever hear about the affluenza case?
Enlighten me.
There was this kid who ran over and killed like four people, and the judge, I think he got off because the lawyer argued that he had affluenza, and it's like a condition where you don't understand responsibility because everything's been handed to you because you grew up in a rich family. God. Yeah, that was.
That's why all these Chads and Kyles are shooting up schools because they're like,
affluenza,
oh, cool,
bro.
We found affluenza.
Yeah, dude. I feel bad for them, honestly. Yeah. I will start a foundation called the Affluenza Foundation.
No. And your Patreon just lost all its subscribers.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's...
That's a ledge you pushed yourself off. Grand opening, grand closing. Oh. All within one podcast. That's an achievement. That's proud of you. I always thought that stuff was weird though, man. Like blaming like video games and music, and I'm like, wait, what about religious fanatics? Have you ever read the Old Testament? There's a lot of fucked up shit in there, but we're never gonna look at that. Like, oh, maybe they just...
that Christian page recently, the Christian Nightmares page, it said craft beer is the devil's craft, I think is what it was.
That's awesome. Well, can't wait to make that.
Dude, it feels good. It feels good that this is going to be life now, chasing this thing.
Dude, I'm proud of you, man. Again, I hope a lot of you reach out. A lot of people that have enjoyed your work and enjoyed the content that you've created for them and realize that you can do that for their business or just as important. And people sign up for the Patreon, man, and give you the opportunity.
Anything is appreciated.
More opportunities, man. That's exciting.
We have, that's the end goal, is for you to turn on your phone and get a smile out of your face. And I'm gonna work hard for that. That's what.
Maybe it's the next episode, because this certainly has.
This missed the mark.
We missed that.
Back to you in the studio, Caesar.
We missed that target demographic very hard. We were supposed to make it left, and we went in reverse. Like,
Yeah. This one was, we had to have our serious one. I'm recording again with Steve tomorrow, so that one's going to be more.
Ooh, Esteban Garcia.
Yeah, Steve, owner of Three Punk Ales.
The Elwood.
Emo Brown President.
The president of our Emo Brown Foundation.
Want to shout that out really quick?
And the award-winning Emo Brown Podcast, which is basically like a participation trophy, but he... He flaunts it.
Oh, and also, most importantly, accordion player.
Bro, world-renowned accordion player now for Tribal Seeds. I mean, and just equally as important, he found out that his accordion coach is alive. Because, like, that guy just disappeared.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. We were nervous.
Confirmation. He is alive and well, and Steve will be back into the booth.
Damn, I'm going to go in there and do some gritos.
Bro, you can't say that now, because he is now signed to my Grito label. So relax about those gritos, bro. Okay. You can't be saying that shit.
Okay.
There is as Steve's co-host and the VP of the Emo Brown Foundation, I will collect royalties if you infringe on our trademark.
Oh,
bro,
man.
I'm good at this.
Yeah. Like, he has seen indeed somebody before. I can sense that. That's it. What is craft beer without C&D? What is it? It's nothing. It's worthless.
Boring. Yeah.
It's boring. You know what? Go out. I want you to just screenshot a picture of the Ninja Turtles and put that on a can.
Bro, people, I'm surprised some of the stuff people get away with, man. But hey, all the more power to you. If you can get away with it and make some money, by all means, that we're here for.
Yeah. The more C&Ds, the better, folks. That's that. Ultimately, forget everything I said this whole episode. Get C&D'd. Get it now.
I retract all of my previous statements.
Everything. I just want you to get a C&D. If your brewery does not have a C&D, we should have a C&D awards. Who's the C&D record holder?
Oh, my goodness.
That
I would love to see.
Speaking of record holders, too, I'll bring this up. This podcast is proudly brought to you by Oregon Brew Labs. I mean, get your shit together, folks. It's 2021. We got $20 ABV testing, 2-day turnaround, and I quote other brewers in this industry talking about Oregon Brew Labs. Shit, that was fast. And I quote, I'm not joking, folks. Super affordable testing, all done by a TTB accredited chemist, Dana. We love her. We know her as the queen of labs. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with a cool fucking nickname for her, but I just can't right now. However, though, that's right. I'm talking to you. Get your shit together. You can go outside and smack a baby in the face. You can go over there and then walk the next block over, then kick an elderly person to the ground. That still would not be anywhere near as bad as having inconsistent product at your brewery. So get your shit together, folks, and get your shit tested. That's all I'm saying. Whether it's seltzer, cider, beer, whatever, Oregon Brew Lab has your back. So that's right. Head on over, OregonBrewLab.com. And while there's already so many different tests that she has available for you, we got new ones. We got new ones for that ass coming in 2022. That's right. We're going to be offering sodium testing very soon here. 2022, keep an eye out for it. OregonBrewLab.com. And speaking of Oregon Brew Lab and records record holding, which that's why when we were talking about record holders, currently right now we are all the it's still up for grabs. The Calorie Count Cup, the current champion is Tortugo Brewing Company in Inglewood with I believe it's like 620 calories per 12-ounce serving. So the Calorie Cup, you just enter in, you just pay for an ABV test, but you also get a chance to win the Calorie Cup trophy, currently in the making still. But yeah, it's a fun thing, and it's a cool title because she's a TTB accredited chemist, so you're basically like the world record holder for the most calories in beer. And if you feel like you can do that, do you want to give the world diabetes? Of course you do, because fuck people. That's exactly it. Fuck them.
Wow.
Yeah,
this podcast.
That guy at the grocery store that smiled at you. Fuck that guy. He didn't mean that smile. Cool. He didn't do that. Your grandma that said she loved you yesterday, she didn't mean that.
Boy, remember when we were happy and positive and things were going great? I kind of missed that.
Organ Brew Labs, folks. Organ Brew Lab.
What a check it out. Glowing
check it out. Check it out. What else can we do here to ruin everything?
Yeah. You just went and lit everything on fire, and then you were like, cool, let's see if I make it. I got no fire extinguisher.
Brewer Supply Group, folks. We love them. They've always supported us. They've done some really cool things for the industry. Actually, behind the scenes, lots of nice stuff. Yep. I just got to bring that up. And
great people, great team.
Yeah, from the get-go. Shout out to everybody. And most importantly, shout out to all of you for being here and just helping this become something. This has been like really, really fucking cool. And I hope to do a lot of cool shit with this and make everybody happy, make everybody entertained. Caesar, you have anything you wanted to sign out on? Anything?
I'm just excited, man. I'm excited to think that if you've been this busy and you haven't been able to devote the amount of time, energy that you feel this platform deserves, I'm just excited to see what the hell you have on, you know, what's coming, because the reality is I'm stoked of what you accomplish, you know, between not only the page and the community, but the merchandising, the ability to raise money and give back. So if you feel like you haven't really been able to do that justice, I'm just fucking stoked to see what's there, man. I'm stoked to see what opportunities happy come your way. I'm happy that you're able to finally fucking take that step and say, fuck it, I don't want to work for somebody else, I'm going to work for myself. And I'm just excited to see opportunity come your way, man. Yeah. Genuinely, you know, again, as much shit as we give each other, I fucking love you like a brother, that man. And I'm really, really happy for you. I'm really stoked. And I know I've been egging you along. So I hope that this, you know, turns out to be as magnificent as you want, because otherwise I'll feel like an asshole for encouraging you.
As I call you, Caesar, I can't even afford bologna. Yeah. This is bullshit. Why did you tell me to do this?
I've had weenie con huevo the last 14 meals, and my frijoles, I can't even put salt in them.
There's only so much top ramen I can eat.
Not with that attitude. Come on, man. I believe in you.
Shout out to Tapatio Top Ramen, though. That is the best one.
Still have never had that one.
I'm going to give you one before you leave. I'm serious. I'm serious.
Because it's funny. People always tell me like how good it is, and I'm like, so why can't I just buy regular ramen and put tapatio in there?
No.
There's a difference.
I'm going to give you. Oh, my God. I literally feel like I have to give you one. Like, this is more important.
That's funny. But yeah, again, I got a lot of shit. People are like, have you not tried it? I'm like, because I make ramen and then I put tapatio in myself.
No.
Yeah, and I get this talk. It's not the same, bro.
No, it's not the same.
All right, cool. I'm looking forward to taking my degenerate lifestyle even more.
Oh, man. Anyways, folks.
Be on the lookout. Seriously.
I can't appreciate you enough, and a lot of cool shit to come. Reach out to me too. Anything I can help. I mean, I do love hearing people vent about their day. I love being there as much as I can for everybody, because ultimately you're all my friends and I'm your friend too. I'm not the smartest friend you're going to have,
I know what love is.
Oh, there we go. That was the finishing, let's just burn it all down remark right there. That was Caesar saw this holding on by just a little string. He's like, I'm gonna go ahead and sniff that right there. that was the chandelier that just
I'll see myself out.
Anyways, folks, I'm excited. I'm happy to be at it. And honestly, like, yeah, sure, I'm working for myself, but ultimately I'm actually working for you folks. So you, again, I got two spots left for taking on some awesome social media work. Whether it's you're in charge of it, you're a brewery owner, or you're somebody just that employed by the brewery, you know, shout out your boy, recommend him, and I will, I'll do everything to make you folks happy. With that said, happy Tuesday, I believe this is going to be out on. Happy podcast in general. I really do. I love you. Not like in a creepy kind of, you know, like, hey, that uncle can't come over anymore, love. Like, I love you.
Good thing you specified that, because it's sounding creepy. And yeah. It's only getting worse. So
yeah, that's it. We are burning shit down, folks. This is, yeah, it is on fire. We have to go because there's a fire now that we probably can't put out. I love all of you. Happy podcast. And adios. I will speak to you soon.